Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back.
Oh, you guys.
Happy Wednesday.
June is in full swing.
Jeez Louise.
I can't quite believe it.
It's kind of scary.
But the sad, like, summer is happy and sad.
Sorry?
In the sense that I'm happy it's here.
Right.
But I'm sad it's happening.
It's because it's going to be over.
Because it's August soon.
Yeah.
And then it's September.
But September,
and then all of a sudden the leaves are brown.
I know. But September is a beautiful month.
Yeah.
We've still got a long way to go. Yeah. Let's not wish it away just yet.
And then
okay?
I suppose we've got to remind ourselves when November is happening,
We
kind of enjoy it.
We enjoy it. We like the autumnal fashion.
And we like dressing up Christmassy.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
And we've got Christmas on the horizon.
Just in the moment, I have to remind myself.
You know, it's social party season.
Yeah, to enjoy summer.
Don't worry about it. It's June. Stay positive, guys. It's June. Yeah. Happy June.
Because once Sophia's birthday's over, not to alarm you, but low-key, summer's almost over.
Well, it's not. It's the middle of July.
Yeah,
whole
that's
of August. September's a beautiful
but
month.
But then you'll blink.
It's got into you today.
I'm just reflecting. And then you'll blink.
She's in her feels.
And three weeks will go. Anyway.
Anyway, also, not to bring you guys down with us, but...
You know... No one told me that you can't use retinol every day in your skin.
You have to build it up, yeah.
Right. Because that's why yesterday my face was burning on fire.
Retinol is something that you need to slowly introduce.
Right, because Lydia said once a week.
No. You can do it more than that.
Really?
I've used retinol.
Because my...
This is what my
Sophia,
dermatologist told me.
I woke
me.
Up and my skin was dry, what? Flaking,
yeah.
All around
You
here.
Don't need to use retinol every day.
Right. Well, no one
my
told me
My dermatologist
that.
Told me, when you start... This is not professional advice. This is what she told me, so it kind of is. When you start using retinol, you use it like... Once every 3 days,
right.
Every third night.
Well, I was using it once a morning and night,
and then you build it up over time. So you can use it every day if you've been slowly using it for like maybe a year. Then you could probably be, I don't know, but I'm guessing then you could be at the point. I use it every second night
because remember when
but
I had
I've
those...
used it for like 2 years.
Do you remember about a month ago when I had those dry eyelids?
Yeah,
that was retinol because
don't put retinol on your eyelids.
Well, I wasn't going, put it on my eyelids, but I was rubbing it in my hands and fucking putting it on my face. And that was when I did that big skincare order. And then I was using all my new products every day and I didn't know
what was
making me dry. And my fucking eyelids were flaking off.
Retinol, yeah.
And then I stopped using everything. And then obviously my skin went back to normal. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, I can start using these products again. And it's the retinol.
Take it easy.
So it's all right. I had to put like Vaseline stuff on my fucking cheeks this morning.
Oh my God. Yeah. Any Sophia, retinol girlies.
Yeah, but I'm all right now.
Introduce it slowly.
No
it's
one
a good thing
warns
to have in the skincare
me.
Regime, but introduce it
yeah,
slowly.
Yeah, anyway, no one warned me. So this is your warning.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, this is just
it
your
does
warning.
Say it on the bottle.
Does it? Mine doesn't.
Well, it will say like once every three nights. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't read it then.
A build up to a nightly use.
It was like
use.
A serum.
No, girl.
Anyway, that's the sitch. Baby.
just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Welcome back, everybody. Happy Wednesday. We have got some scorchers.
Scorching hot pictures.
Smoking hot bitch. These subject lines were just boom. There was one after another in the inbox. It was boom, boom, boom. I was like, flag. So many. But before we get into it, we have, of course, our question of the week. Which is... Took us a while to put this into words.
It did, but we were on the cusp of something, but then we didn't know what the question was. But we were on the cusp.
And
but
now
anyway.
We found the question. Yeah. So, your new boyfriend. So okay. I'm thinking it's been three months.
Yeah, you're madly in love. Maybe you've been exclusive for like 6 months, but you've been official for like two.
Your new boyfriend's just told you all his mates... cheat on their girlfriends.
When am I gonna have a new boyfriend?
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking a while.
You're thinking a while. That's a good question actually for Chintz, because last time when we were both single at the same time,
I think it'll be about a year, you know.
You wanted to be single for 5 years.
I think it'll be
and you found someone quite quickly.
I think it'll be about a year.
You left me in the dust.
I think it'll be about a year.
You think it'll be about a year?
Yeah. I do.
So that means 6 months in Chintzy's world.
I think, no, it'll be a long time. It'd have to be like overwhelming love.
If you could map it
like,
out,
nothing
you're
right
thinking
now
a year.
Nothing right now is tickling my fancy.
You have no desire to be in a relationship.
No, I couldn't think of anything worse than a man.
In your space.
In my face, in my space.
Mm.
Smelling a man.
Mm. Yeah, there's no rush.
Anyway, back to the point.
We've got plenty of time to do that.
Yeah, we've got plenty of time.
So next summer could be your summer of love.
Yeah. We'll see.
See what happens. You could
meet someone.
That's
the beauty
of being
single.
You could meet someone. It could just
be
go, 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 go.
That's what I'm saying. It would have to be an overwhelming love.
Yeah.
That I can't deny.
Yeah.
But I'm not looking.
I do think it would be nice for you to really date
this time. When I'm ready.
When you're ready, all in good time.
When I'm ready.
But I think that would be fun for you.
Yeah.
Like different people, different boys, different weekends. Just really date.
Yeah.
You know, really have your single files.
I have to make sure I detach myself. Because if I like them a little bit, then I can find that hard to...
Yeah, Chintzy can fall very quick.
Well, then I could find... Quick. Yeah, because I could find that hard to be like, oh, no, not this week, you know?
I'm going to see someone else.
Because I could just... go ahead and fall in love with that person.
Yeah, well, that's what you did last time.
Yeah, I know.
Your new boyfriend's just told you...
Let's pretend this is my new boyfriend.
Just told you all his mates cheat on their girlfriends. Let's say, Chintz, this is great now. We've got these hypotheticals. Yeah. We've got a single girl in the building.
Right.
We've really got one for both teams. So let's say you're dating someone... You've been on like consistent dates every weekend. Mm. Like let's say for like 5 or 6 weekends, you've seen this boy, like you're really starting to
him. Also, he's been up in my space. I've let him into my home.
It's consistent.
Yeah.
You've probably been to his, like it's the really fun zone. Like you're in that time.
Oh, a man's house.
And he's saying, I want you to, my mates are out tonight. You know, some of their girlfriends are going to be there. I want to bring you along.
And we're on the way. Just want to let you know. We're talking about the friends. I'm like, so who am I meeting tonight? Are you meeting James? And you're meeting Brian.
Yeah, Paul's going to be there.
And Paul's going to be there.
Maybe Harry might be there. Not sure.
And he's
Josh
like, well,
might swing by
later. And he's like, well, Harry, he cheats on his girlfriend every week. Mm. So does Paul. And honestly, most of them have cheated on their girlfriends.
Yeah. And then it's like, off we go.
Yeah. Let the night begin.
So how do you feel about that? We've either got I'm out of there, huge red flag, or we've got I'm not dating his friends.
Yeah.
I'm dating him, so it's all good with me.
Yeah. Well, we'd appreciate the honesty.
The fact that he
said. Because surely if your boyfriend was hiding something, He's not going to tell you the actions of him and his friends, no. is he?
He probably wouldn't put that in your mind
exactly.
and tell you that.
He wouldn't want to inject that into your subconscious if he had anything to hide.
We're quite split this week.
Yeah.
60-40.
It's a tough one, you know, because you could look at it both ways.
60% like, though, the majority are saying, I'm out of there.
Yeah.
Huge red flag.
So the majority are out.
40% are saying, I'm not dating his friends, so it's all good with me.
Well, yeah, because the question is are the actions of your friendship group and the people you spend a lot of time with, every weekend, mm-hmm. you know, dinner, you know, mm-hmm. a lot of your time with
holidays,
are they a reflection of you and your behavior as well? Or is it just like they're them and I'm me?
And we're individuals.
You could... Listen, I could sit here and argue it.
Both sides.
Because me and Sophia, we're a reflection of each other.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
I do believe your friends are a reflection of you. Like, you are a reflection of your circle.
Yeah,
like,
that's why... Yeah, because they are your influences.
Yes.
They are
your culture is your friendship group. Like, your conversations, your...
How you think, how you act, what you're doing at the weekend.
Yeah. Your friends influence you.
Yeah.
You are influenced by your friends.
Yeah, and they are a reflection of you.
They are a reflection
because
of you.
You are the company you keep.
Yeah, exactly. So exactly. That's it. You're the company you
it's
keep.
It's true, and they say that, and it's, you know, you are the company you keep. And if people are bad influences or whatever.
Bad eggs,
then yeah, you are a reflection of their company. Mm. But then in the same breath.
You're an individual, you're a grown up, you make your own decisions, if you're a grown man.
And if he's in a friendship group and that's just what James and Paul and Brian get
should
up to.
Should he be punished for James, Paul and Brian's behaviour?
When he's being open and honest.
When he's a saint.
Right, when he's being open and honest to you about their behaviour, but you know him and you're madly in love and you think, well, he would never do that to me.
I think my concern would be that cheating is normalized
in the
their friendship group and in their discussions. Lads are at the pub.
Yeah.
Lads
it's
are
like
at
a normal thing.
Lads are on holiday.
Right.
It is accepted. It's normalized. Like, because there are a lot of friendship groups out there where if a guy cheats on his girlfriend, the boys will be like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, they will pull their mate up.
Yeah.
And they'll be
and
like,
say,
what
sort
the fuck?
This out.
Sort yourself
out. You can't
out.
Treat your girlfriend like this.
And they will give him a hard time. Mm. So it would be scary to know that, well, he doesn't get given a hard time if he cheats on his girlfriend.
It's
if anything,
normalized.
It's more of an initiation into the fucking group. It's, it's normal.
Well, yeah, because in my
and it's not a big deal. Like, we do it all the time.
Well, yeah, because it's in our friendship group, if cheating was to ever occur, this
it
is
would
just
be
by group. I mean, me and Sophia,
right? Literally,
we are the group,
the partnership. We are the group.
So if there was ever
it would
cheating,
be a scandal.
If Sophia was genuinely to treat on her boyfriend like,
but
it would be like
God.
Shock horror.
It would be scandal.
It would be,
shit has hit the fan,
and it'd be like, we've got to sort this out. This can't.
What
have,
is
like,
going on?
It's not normal.
No.
So when people
it's not
tell
just
me,
like a normal Friday
right, so
night.
When I hear about cheating, I'm like,
yeah,
whoa, it's fucking it's a big deal to us. So like, yeah, then that scares me that in that boy friendship group it's just like it's a thing and it's normal.
It's a Saturday
and
night
and they laugh at it.
Well, they get over it.
Oh, Paul, yeah, most weekends.
But he loves her. But he loves
right,
her.
Right, and he's laughing it off to me as well. My new boyfriend
right
is like laughing at Paul's actions. Are you not
even
outright?
Laughing not even laughing,
but just, like,
just
it's just
being
normal.
Like,
yeah,
that's just what Paul does. But
because if it was Sophia trying to do this up every weekend, I'd say sort yourself. I'd say, look, do you either want to be single
right
make or do you want to be with your boyfriend? Because I can support you either way, but I can't support you cheating on your boyfriend. Listen, if you want to be single, brilliant. Then you can be kissing up everyone you want to kiss up.
You go for it, girl.
You go for it. I'll support you. That'll be so much fun. La, la, la. But you can't be kissing up all these men when your boyfriend's at home thinking you're just having, you know, a quiet dinner with me.
But on the other hand, let's say Chintzia's got a boyfriend. She cheats on him all the time. I've tried to talk sense, but she doesn't see it.
Right.
I'm not going to fucking hound at her.
Right.
I'm not going to try and like, you know, I'm not going to try. I don't want her to be pissed off at me thinking, Sophia, shut the fuck up. Stop telling me what to do. If you're going to cheat, I'm going to think I've fucking tried.
Yeah.
I've tried. What? Is my boyfriend going to dump me because I hang out with you?
Right.
Like, come on. I'd be like, are you fucking joking? Well, yeah. I'm my own person. Why are you judging me? I can't tell her what to do. I've tried. I've tried to talk to her. She's not listening to me. So why is my boyfriend... I'd be like, Brian, why the hell are you punishing me for my friend's actions? I can't control what she does.
I'm my individual, and I'm not like her.
Right, exactly.
So you can literally argue.
Just because she's cheating doesn't mean I'm cheating. You can argue at both sides.
You can argue this either
way. But then Brian's saying, you're the company you keep. She's your best friend of 20 whatever years. I'm like, this bitch is ruining my life. You know? Let me read some responses.
I know. It literally, we could sit here and we could argue it either way.
Till the sun comes
up. I could meet a guy, that I like, and then he says, oh, well, all my mates cheating his girlfriends, and I could be out of there.
Or you
straight
could talk
away,
yourself out,
Or I could talk myself justify out of it and justify it.
Yeah.
And be like, well, it's not him, la, la, la.
Here's some responses. A huge lesson I've learned is that their friends are a representation of who they are.
Shit.
The friends you choose are a reflection of who you are and an indication of what you value. You are what you surround yourself with.
Yes. Okay, so that's one for the side of you're the company you keep.
Absolutely. If he's laughing about it, it's a red flag.
Yes.
If he says it's terrible of them to do that, then I think all
that's
is good.
Fair. So if he acknowledges that it is bad behavior, then okay, at least that's something that he's acknowledging.
My boyfriend's friends don't have the best track record, but one recurring theme is that my boyfriend is the one to leave if girls are involved and set his own boundaries.
Oh, okay.
Constant communication is a must and couldn't ask for better. His friends have since grown up and stopped their shenanigans.
Okay.
And me and my boyfriend are 3 years strong and couldn't be happier.
Right. So your boyfriend just has to make it clear that his intentions are
to this girl.
Yeah.
She's right there in the thick of it.
Oh, God.
Been dating someone at the minute who's an athlete. All his friends, brackets, mainly other athletes, cheat on their girlfriends week.
Have mercy.
When we go out just because they can. Do I run?
Well, we heard of a prolific footballer. So
we know someone.
She went to a club in Manchester a couple weekends ago, and the club this night took everyone's phone off them.
You could not enter if you had a phone.
I think we've been to that club once or twice, and
they put stickers.
And they put fucking shitty little stickers on your cameras. Mm. Obviously, they're like, oh, don't take photos and videos. Mm. But this time, they literally took their phones off them. Yeah, they were like, oh, whatever. And they were like, oh, it's because this footballer's in here tonight and they're celebrating, like, these footballers are in here tonight. Mm. And they were like, oh, okay, whatever. And this one footballer, well-known footballer, who
long-term
I believe has just got engaged not long ago, was literally chatting up some girls, holding their hands, taking them back to their little table, having a little talky talk and a little touchy touch. And he's just got engaged. So these athletes be out here.
Moving crazy.
Yeah.
Someone's put red flag. My ex used to tell me 90% of his friends cheat on their girlfriends.
90%?
He then went and cheated on me. If their mates are doing it, so are they.
Well, yeah, because if it's so normalized, right? And say, yeah, they went on a night out. You know, you were nowhere to be seen. Mm. Maybe they were out in a different city. There's a beautiful girl there. And his mates are going, look, no one find out. Go on, chat to her.
She's coming up to you. She wants it.
Yeah, and your mate's going, go on, why not? Go on, no one's going to fucking find out.
You're drunk.
Right?
Inhibitions are lowered.
Right?
Consequences seem like
it's
nothing.
It's so normal. No one's telling you not to do it.
To do it.
Because your friends all do it and they're doing it as well because you're in Liverpool for the night.
Yeah, no one's, she won't know.
Right. And they're just going to do it.
He's saying Polly's never found out.
Yeah, I've done it millions of times and Helen's never
found out. Harmless, you're young, it's what you're supposed to do. She'll forgive you if she ever found out. This is actually something I've wanted to email in about. I don't know how to deal with it. I'm not close to the girlfriend, so feel I can't get involved, but I feel so awful and naturally panic.
Because what, she knows she that they knows. All cheat on? Oh, for fuck's
sake. My boyfriend is good at keeping in contact, but now I know what they're like, it does concern me. We've been together for 2 years and sometimes I think what I don't know won't hurt me, but secretly I struggle.
Well, yeah, it'd be hard to get close to the girl, to the girlfriends of the group.
Because you'd feel like, you just I would feel like really, I couldn't.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I can't be mates with you because if I, like,
I know. But then isn't it like once I'm one of them and I just, am I just another girlfriend that gets cheated on?
Right.
You know what I mean? Once I'm mates with them, are they all just going to be like, oh, well, we just all cheat on our fucking girlfriends and you become one
but
of them.
But we love them. We love them. I don't think I would definitely leave, but I think it would give me anxiety about the kind of values he holds if he keeps friends that do things like that to girls.
I think it would definitely make you weary.
People
definitely
are saying,
make
yeah,
your
I would be,
go up a
I would
little
be
bit.
Very wary. Weary.
Yeah. Because I think when you're actually...
Got a lot of responses here.
Yeah, because when you're actually in that situation, you know, just saying that, oh, you're just going to walk away straight away is probably... like.
If you really,
if you were like in love with the person, right?
And also, yeah, you, like we said before, you can justify it both ways because it's like, well, he can't control what his friends do,
but he can control what he does.
Exactly.
So as long as he's holding himself in a timely manner around his mates, then that is fine. But what if there is that one night of weakness?
Right.
That's what I'm saying, where they're in Liverpool for the
maybe
night.
Maybe we've had an argument.
Yeah, and maybe we haven't had the best week. Mm. And they're saying, we'll keep it hush-hush.
Yeah.
Have some fun.
Yeah, go on.
Do you know what I mean? Like that's just scary. That's just
I'll
paranoia that
mate.
You don't want.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't want you to have friends that cheat on their girlfriends.
Yeah.
I'd rather them all be loyal and I know what you're up to when you're out.
Yeah.
You know that, you know, girls aren't even on the agenda.
Mm-hmm. But is that realistic?
I know. Yes.
He's a grown man. He can make his own decisions, but it isn't nice to know he surrounds himself with people with shit morals.
Yeah, I suppose it is a reflection of his morals, I think.
Yeah.
You reckon? Yeah.
Look, it's not a green flag, is it?
It's not a green flag. It's not a red flag. I'd say it's a pink one. It's in the middle.
It's an orange.
Oh, in the orange. Mm. Why did I say pink?
I think so the question is, so would you, if we answer it, would you cut them off, would you stop seeing them, or would you think
if it was early days and my feelings hadn't fully developed, then I go, do you know what, can't even be asked to get involved with this.
Mm-hmm.
But if it got to the point where, you know, I'd fallen in love or whatever, then it's easier said than done to
it
say
is.
That you're just going to walk away.
It is.
But I'd definitely make a big deal out of it. Like, I'm not just going to sit quiet and be like, oh yeah, that's normal,
that's
and fine.
Okay.
No.
And I think
it's not.
Would be
like,
well,
this concerns me.
I think I would have to say like, well, don't bring me around these girls. Don't bring me around these girlfriends.
Right.
And that's also sad because like
it is sad.
You want to be friends with the girlfriends because you're a new girlfriend.
And then that's another layer of like, okay, now I'm not really involved in the group because I feel bad for these
girls.
So
now we're kind of living separate lives.
Right.
Right.
And then what you meant to do, meet the girls for the first time and say, just want to let you know something Brian told me.
Yes.
He told me, oh, your fucking boyfriend's cheating on you.
Yeah.
And then you've come in and fucking fucked
blew
up,
it all
blew
up.
Blew it all up. And then your boyfriend's getting in trouble
angry
because he's
you.
Told you. And
yeah.
then it's just not off to a
nightmare.
Good start. Anyway.
We could justify
we
it
could
both
talk
ways.
About, we could go on and on about this for about 3 hours.
That
probably,
is really
going
hard.
Back and forth.
I would like to think that I would get out of there.
Same.
But whether I actually would, I
do
don't know.
Think it depends how deep in the feelings you are.
It does.
If it was
how
early
much
on,
do you like this guy?
If it was 3 dates and he said, all my mates cheat,
reverse.
Please get out of there.
Yeah.
But I understand, like, if he's just...
If it's been a couple months.
Right. And if he's just, like, asked you to be his girlfriend, like...
And he's taking you to see his mates, you're
fucking,
excited.
Got your
it's
fucking
like, oh my
promise
God.
Ring or some shit. And
bought
then
you
he
a nice bag,
you
bought you some diamonds, you know. Lovely.
It's hard to be like, sorry. Sir, I'm out of here.
You're a reflection of your
environment.
You are the company you keep.
You are the company you'll keep. I must leave. Yeah,
it's tough.
It is easier said than done, but I'd like to think we hold ourselves to a high standard.
So would I.
And we do not accept poor behavior.
So would
I. And we deserve the best. So yes, let's leave. Thank you.
Thank you. Moving on. Baby. Urgent. We've got in capitals. My boyfriend is planning to move 350 miles to be with me, but am I still in love with my ex?
If, I mean...
If you're asking the question...
Yeah, if you're asking the question, then I think you know what the answer is.
I met my boyfriend, Brian, 2 years ago on holiday in Ibiza. Our two friendship groups combined and we hit it off right away. The only issue is he stays near the Scottish borders and I'm down the bottom of England. But we've managed to make things work so far.
Scottish borders, bottom of England. That is as far away in England as you can get. Up top of Scotland, down bottom.
We agreed. We agreed out of either of us moving, it made the most sense for him to be with me.
To leave Scotland.
Yeah. Brian is an amazing boyfriend, does everything for me without a moan or being asked, surprises me with gifts, flowers. But to me, a relationship is also sharing all the mundane parts of life and spending pretty much all your spare time together.
Yeah.
And we just don't have that right now. And I'm not sure when we will.
What, because they're long
distance? Because they're living separately, yeah. I met Brian in July 2021 and broke up with my boyfriend of 3 years in the April. Okay, so you only had 2 months of single time after a three-year relationship. And you were back into something new. Shit. I wasn't looking for anything at the time. I wasn't even on dating apps or anything, but it felt like it was meant to be.
Listen, if it happens, it happens. Like, it just happens.
However, throughout the relationship, I have consistently thought about my ex and thought about what life would be like if we were still together.
So you never really processed that breakup.
My ex isn't a bad person by any means, but we had a fairly tumultuous relationship. We were forever breaking up over little things and then getting back together straight after. The longest we were over was 2 weeks. We couldn't be apart any longer than that. I grew up in a very argumentative household and it made me see any slight sign of disrespect as a reason to end things instead of just having a discussion like most couples would.
Right.
My mental health wasn't in a good place for a lot of our relationship and he did go above and beyond to be there for me most of the time.
Okay.
When he'd drink, we'd have most of our arguments, but he'd always did the best he could and we just couldn't make it work in the end.
Okay.
He has a new girlfriend now and is very private on all social media, but from what I see and hear, he's happy. Recently, I found out his mum has passed, so messaged to send my love and see how he was.
Oh.
It was all very civil and we left it there. This is the first time we've spoken since September 2021, when we had a conversation about regretting us ending.
You guys.
But I was seeing Brian and he had just met his new girlfriend, so we left it as a drunken phone call.
So what it sounds like is you two have both just distracted yourselves with other people. Because that's easy to do.
Yes.
Like, that's very easy to do. And then you found yourself, you know, in love with the new guy.
Yeah.
And in, you know, you blink and it's been a year of a relationship.
Yeah.
But if you two didn't have new people,
you probably would have rekindled. But would that have been a good thing? Maybe not.
Maybe not. But also, I do think some breakups can lead to just like a better relationship.
Yeah.
You know,
he's seen my friends out and asked about me, saying he had to delete my number to stop from reaching out.
Stop. That's lovely to hear.
I want to move on and be happy with Brian, but a part of me still holds out hope me and my ex will reconnect. I don't know if this is just me being silly, but it doesn't feel like the chapter is closed.
Mm.
And I don't know, but I feel like our souls are tied.
Right, you guys.
I don't know if it's because of how much ups and downs we had to deal with and the constant highs and lows of breaking and making up, or because he was my first proper love. But to think I'll never speak or see him again properly still makes my heart ache.
Stop.
Even 2 years on.
Stop.
I dream most nights that we're still together.
Dump it.
Or we apologize and have things out and I wake up aching from it not being real.
Oh, girl.
Brian is a really good guy and we have so much fun together.
He's not
but
the
I
one.
Hate the distance and I don't know how much longer I can keep going like
one.
This. I do love him, but I don't know if anyone will ever match up to the love I had for
my ex. The one.
Do I keep going with Brian and hope one day I won't feel this way for my ex? Do I end things with Brian and be on my own and grieve two relationships at once?
Oh.
Is it weird to still feel this way for my ex of 2 years down the line? Sorry for the long message, but I don't feel I can talk to my friends about this. I'm just so stressed. I'm embarrassed to still hold a torch for my ex.
Torch. That was beautifully written.
I feel like everyone else gets over and forgets things so quickly, but I have really held on to this relationship. Oh. Thank you in advance.
Girl.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Listen, I think when you think of an ex,
yeah,
think if I was thinking of my ex from 3 years ago, yeah, they're dead to me.
Right.
Right. I gag at the thought. You know, I'm just trying to, you know, well, I want to kind of like,
I do
reflect back on a relationship and not want to crave it again.
I do think we hold quite a particular stance when it comes to exes. And I don't know if this is shared globally.
But meant to think back from an ex and want to yearn to be with them?
No. But what I'm saying is we think back, and like you just said, we are repulsed
at the thought.
But there are people out there, lots of people. There are lots of people out there, and it's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
It's probably a better thing than what we're doing.
Who admire their exes.
That look back and think, that was a great relationship.
Yeah.
And I'm happy that it happened.
Yeah.
And it was a good relationship.
Yeah. No, I feel the way about my most recent.
That growth. Yeah. Growth, yeah, ladies and gentlemen. Growth. Yeah.
But I'm not yearning for it back.
For it back.
I'm dreaming and my heart aching.
And I'm holding a torch.
Yeah. Holding the torch of love.
Yeah.
So I think there's
a line between looking back in fondness and thinking, you know, he was really right for that time in my life. I enjoyed that relationship while it was happening. It was
Thank
just
you
what
for
I
entering
needed.
My life.
I learned a lot of lessons from that. Yeah. I don't want it back, but you know, I'm happy that it happened.
Yeah.
You know, I've got fond memories. I wish him well.
Yeah.
That's lovely.
Beautiful.
But
it's the
what
yearning.
You're feeling, I think, is far more extreme than that.
Well, this is showing me that you do, in fact, want him back.
You're not reminiscing in fondness.
Yeah.
You actually want that to be your reality.
Your reality. So, and yes, you have a lovely boyfriend, Brian, now, but he's not your soulmate. You said your souls are tied to your ex.
Soul is tied
in a bow.
Do you really? That is powerful.
And
I think it's probably because, look,
your new boyfriend's lovely.
Yeah.
And you love him.
It's
you
hard.
You could have a great life with him.
Yeah.
He loves you.
Yeah.
You love him. But
he's willing to move across the country.
That is
for
lovely.
You. And you're thinking, look, it wasn't all smooth sailing with my ex.
Right.
We had arguments.
So then you're doubting, okay, do I want that back?
Mm.
But is it normal to be consumed by the thought
of
a past lover?
But what my point is, the point I'm trying to get to
is,
I think when your relationship is breaking down, very, very early stages, you're not maybe aware that it's even breaking down. Mm. But when you're having those thoughts of, not sure, but is he the one? Mm. I think it's natural to think about your exes because you're thinking,
yes, you're comparing.
You're thinking, well, 2 years in with Brian, how was I feeling? I wasn't feeling like this. I was still very much feeling like that.
Yeah.
Like, it's useful. It's you compare, you go back and you think, well, my relationship, what with Brian number two, yeah, I guess that was definitely worse than this. Like, you just compare naturally.
Compare and contrast.
But I think the way that you're thinking about your ex is not in the comparing way.
You are
like almost fantasizing about him.
You want him.
You're dreaming of this man.
Well, I'm sorry, if my last conversation with a man, with one of my exes was, we should, you know, both of you willing to make it work and want to be together, but purely the fact that you've met someone new and he's met someone new is holding you two apart.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, that's going to be so hard to live with for the next couple of years.
It's going to be really
then,
fucking
yeah, I'm going to be dreaming about, oh, what if?
What if? Because you know that door could be opened
at any moment.
If you wanted it
like
to be.
If he texts you saying, I've dumped her, be with me. You know, you'd be elated by that.
Yes.
Then you know what the answer is. You got to break up with Brian. Let him stay in Scotland with the haggis.
Don't
make him move.
Please.
Because you're going to find it even harder to break his heart.
Yeah.
Because it's the inevitable. You're going to have to break this man's heart, the Scottish man's heart.
And you may not even end up with your ex, but you need to get out of this relationship
at least. Because this guy is not the one.
He's not the one.
He is not, you know, your soulmate. Your souls are not tied. So I think first things first, let Brian know, Scottish Brian.
Stay put.
I don't think I can do this anymore.
No.
Because, and you, listen, I know it's going to be hard, but you've got to be selfish in this. Life is short.
You have to be strong.
Life is short. Why are you going to stay in a relationship that you're not 100% in? You love someone else.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, you might love them both, but your soulmate is another person. You know, life is short. Be selfish. Don't suffer in this, like, you know what you want to do.
You've just got to be brave.
Don't waste your time with a man that you don't want to be with.
Yeah.
Like, please.
Please.
Don't waste your time. Be selfish. Life is short.
You will thank yourself
for
it.
You will fucking thank yourself.
Because you've got to imagine if your Scottish boyfriend was dreaming night about his ex. Imagine if your Scottish boyfriend was thinking, me and my ex, our souls are tied.
Yeah. I carry a torch
for my ex.
Yeah.
Imagine him speaking about her like that.
Yeah.
You'd be like, you don't want to be with me then. You're obviously not in love with me. Break up with me. You do me a favor and let me go.
Set me free. Release me from these shackles.
Yeah. I think deal with one thing at a time.
Yeah.
I think the fact that you're feeling this strongly about your ex shows
you're meant to be. I do think you're meant to be. I think you're going to be in love and have beautiful babies. I do.
But even if you don't end up back together, it definitely shows you that this
Scottish
guy you're
Brian
with is not the one.
Because you should be so fulfilled by this man that you are not thinking about your ex at all. It's not
constantly.
Even a question.
No.
It will be overwhelmingly right and you will just know. So the fact that you don't let the Scottish man move to...
Don't take the easy route. The easy route would be staying with the Scottish guy. And just letting life coast
on. Yeah, because you probably have a nice life
because
with a Scottish man.
Because it would be easier.
Because he buys you flowers and he buys you nice
but
presents.
But your future self will thank you for being brave
and ending the
relationship.
Because then what I'm picturing is you've ended the relationship with Scottish man. Thank God. You're feeling relief.
Yeah.
Okay, you're feeling
You can now dream about
relief.
Your ex guilt-free.
Yeah.
You can message him if you want to.
Then I think what's going to happen is your ex is going to catch wind that you're single. That's going to send him into overdrive.
Spiral.
Because he's feeling the same way. But he thought you were in love with the Scottish man.
Mm.
Right? So now he's caught wind that you're single.
He might follow suit.
Shit's going to hit the fan with his girlfriend. I reckon he might end it. Or he's going to at least reach out to you and say, what's going on with you?
Mm.
Then you can be honest. Be honest.
Be honest. Why
Life
not?
Life is short. Tell him what's on your mind. Tell him how you feel, please. I beg of you.
Mm. But he will cry, you will cry,
you'll kiss.
But if you
passionately
can, if you can find the strength, I would highly recommend having some single time.
Some time of solitude.
Because you ended with your ex, you met Brian 2 months later. you're in a relationship with Brian. I don't want you to jump back into a relationship with your ex. Like, I think you need to just get some clarity, and clarity comes with distance. And I think you need to, let's break one relationship down first
and breathe.
Let's try and have some single months at least.
Don't like even like months. Define it as like single. Like, you might think like, oh, does that mean I've got to go and sleep with loads
no,
of boys?
Just like, no, alone, it means just like peaceful time.
Alone, peaceful time, solitude. Alone, independence, having not even time thinking to, about
having
a
time
man.
To think and reflect. Yeah. Okay, so
who
what
am
went
I?
Wrong there?
Who am I? Yeah. What do I want? Yeah. It's that time. It's like
that's what you need because you've not had that.
Because also you've been I think you've been confused for 3 years.
Yeah. This guy came along. Yeah. It was good distraction. It helped you get over the breakup.
You've been confused.
You really liked
for 3 years.
You ended up, oh my God, now we're together. Yeah. Oh my God, it's been a year. Oh, he lives far away. We don't see each other that much. It's just gone on. Like
dreaming about
just,
your ex.
Yeah, things just happen. And you blink and you've been in a 3-year relationship. Yeah. But you need to get out of there. Mm. It's not the one. It's not the one.
And then you can live your fairy tale with your ex.
Well, then you're just free to do what you want
to do. But also, like, what will...
You get to live your life. But it's true. You can talk to your ex with no guilt. You can go and find someone new. There might be something there. Like, this is just like... Bottom line is... If you're confused in a relationship, it's not right. Because when it's right, there is no confusion. There's no questions. There's no stress. There's no wondering. You shouldn't be confused.
And then what you do when you're confused, you have to say to yourself, I don't want to waste my time with this person who I'm not sure about. So I'm going to be selfish and live my life as a free single person.
And you can do what
and
you like.
And you can do what you like. And you're not wasting your time. Mm-hmm. What, you meant to waste
tied
5 years of your
else.
Life with a guy that you were always confused about?
No.
No, please.
If you're confused, he
let's
is not.
Let's be selfish.
He is not the one
no,
if you're
let's
confused.
Please be selfish these days. Is it okay to be shallow?
Oh, right. Okay.
Hey, girlies. Been a fan since I was in secondary school. I'm now 25.
Shit.
How long have we been doing this
for? How long have we been
for?
On the internet?
What the frick? Currently watching the podcast clips on YouTube and felt inspired to write in.
Oh, thank you so much for writing in. Thank you for
so
watching on YouTube.
Thank you for sticking around all these years. So basically... I am basically the pickiest girl in the world when it comes to boys.
Not a bad thing.
I think that's a fantastic thing.
It's a great thing.
You know what you want, you know what you deserve, you know mm-hmm. what your standards are.
Yep.
Okay, brilliant. I've never had a proper boyfriend because I always let something shallow put me off.
Okay.
E.g. their hair, their dress sense, etc. So it's giving
right.
icks. Like okay. a small ick is like, I'm turning around.
I'm out of here.
Listen, I think it's a good thing. Is that not a good thing? Not if it's tiny, tiny things that are like surface level stuff.
Well, that's what she's just said.
No, yeah. Okay. Well, I suppose then, yeah, it's not really. Okay. I'm seeing someone new.
Okay.
It's been about 3 months. It's going pretty well. He's gorgeous. But here's the thing. His style just isn't my usual type. Okay, so this is where you would usually run
because you think, just get the ick. I don't like the way he dresses.
Yeah, and that would just be your one reason.
Yeah.
His music taste couldn't be more opposite to mine.
Okay.
And his friend group is so not my vibe at all.
Right, here we go. Back to question of the week.
I mean, this is more than just his dress sense.
Yeah.
Right.
Now we're going back to you are the company you keep.
Right. All of this probably makes you wonder, how on earth do we get along? But we really, really do.
Okay.
Part of me is like, get over it. Don't let aesthetics stop you from exploring something exciting. Mm-hmm. The other part is like, girl, you've waited long enough for the right guy. Make sure he ticks every box, even the shallow ones. Also true. It's true. P.S. Of course, if a guy didn't like me for something like this, I'd be traumatized.
Right.
Yes, true.
Like, what if on a guy's list it's big tits, big ass?
Yeah.
I'm fucked.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be dating no one.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, what? That is shallow.
Yeah.
But so if that's ticking, if that's his boxes, he wants some tick.
Imagine a guy met me and was just like, oh, you know, I just hate that bob.
Brian said to me last night.
I'd say that is so fucking shallow. I can click my fingers and get extensions and then what you're magically like.
Brian said to me last night that he thinks you look lovely with a barb.
That's very nice.
And you should keep the barb. He was watching me edit our video.
That's very nice.
And he was like, tell Chintzia that the barb, I think very it's, nice. He thinks you should keep
it. I do think it's me.
And I said, yeah, I think she's going to keep it for the summer.
I am going to keep it for the summer. Mm. Thank you everyone for the support. So I know it's not really fair to me, for me to feel this way.
Okay.
I'm probably just too picky. What do we think? Thanks for reading. Lots of love.
Okay, so you're dating someone new, but you don't like his dress sense. So you don't have the same music taste.
Your track record is the moment there's, you know, something that I'm just like, oh.
Never
you're
mind.
Out of there.
So you don't like his dress sense. You have different music taste, and his friends aren't a vibe in your words. So usually in the past, you've gone, fuck this, I'm out of here.
But you're also thinking,
am I being shallow? Why have I never had a boyfriend before? Should I be giving this guy a chance?
But I do think the friend one, I don't think that's like that surface.
No, the friend one isn't surface. I think that's actually what we were speaking about at the start of the episode.
I think that's actually a thing that could be like a deal breaker. Well, if they're just not your kind of
people,
you want to be friends with your boyfriend's friends, you know, especially if he hangs out with them like
a lot.
You know, a lot. You want to, you know, be like, oh, I would feel comfortable in this friendship group.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I want to get to know these people because my boyfriend loves them that much. And if you don't really feel that way,
well, it's almost
then
just like
it's a shame
and it's just another roadblock in your relationship because like when you, let's say your boyfriend has loads of mates and he wants to bring you into the group, that is a lovely thing. It's a beautiful thing and it's easy. And if your boyfriend feels like his life with his girlfriend and his life with his mates is two separate lives, that's kind of shit. And it's tricky. It's more hassle. It's so nice. Like you can be out for dinner with your boyfriend and he's like, oh, let's see if those people are around. Let's go and hang out with them. And it's just like, you're just seamlessly fitting into this one group.
Right.
Like it's a great when that can happen. And yet if your boyfriend is a social guy who's got a lot of mates and sees them regularly and they've got girlfriends, it's great if you can slot right in. And he can slot into yours vice versa. Like that is a great thing. And it is a shame when, that can't happen because it's kind of like, well, he's got his life with me and then he's got his life with his mates and it's separate and they don't blend. And it's a shame when they don't blend.
Yeah.
Because I can see why.
That surface.
It's not that surface. No, it's actually a big deal.
I do think that. But it's something you could live with.
Yeah.
Because it's not like the first dilemma that, oh, these are all cheats and la la la. It's just that maybe they're not the kind of people that you usually
hang
out with.
You've got your friends, he's got his friends. Or, there we go.
You know, whatever. Yeah. So maybe this music taste, maybe they like to go to bars and clubs where they're playing this type of music.
And not your thing. They're going to festivals, raves. You're thinking,
you're not a raver. They're ravers.
Right.
And you don't like that shit. So you're not hanging around them.
So you're not going.
And that makes sense. You know, you like jazz bars.
Right.
You know, you're a jazz girl.
Yeah.
You listen to Classic FM, you know?
You've got different tastes.
Yeah.
But for a lot of couples, they can live with that.
So then
she's got her mates, he's got his mates. They know of each other, but they're not friends. They don't cross.
But then I think if you want to be with this guy, you're going to be with him. There's going to be no questions asked. Do you know what I mean? So the fact that you're just kind of being like, oh, well, I've never had a boyfriend and I just feel like I'm being a bit too picky. Should I just go out with this guy? That's showing me that you're not really that bothered. And that when you do meet someone, you're forcing it. And when you do meet someone that it's just like, it'll be like, this is it. Finally, I know.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I just feel like it's probably not right. The fact that, you know, you've been thinking about it, then you've written in, you're unsure, do I let these things slide? I don't know. Maybe I feel like he's probably not the one. Because if he was the one,
it wouldn't be a question.
And I think that's the question answered, to be honest.
Yeah.
Don't you?
I mean,
I don't want your first relationship to be with this guy who you thought, oh, may as well give it a go. I've never had a boyfriend before. I think I'm just being a bit picky.
On the other hand, you know, is it possible, like, if you've got this huge list and they've got to tick every single box, do you tick every single box yourself? Like, you know, you're not a perfect person. Should you be, there is no, you know, how, are you looking for perfection? Like, there will be someone out there who's perfect for you, but like these things that are on your list, they may not actually be what you need. That may, they may just be superficial things that you think you want,
but
actually the person that is right for you and the person that you need may not end up having some things that you thought you wanted.
So I feel like as long as you've given this guy a fair chance, maybe hung out with him at least, because you know, four or five times.
If you don't
times,
like his dress sense, you can buy him some new clothes. You can go shopping and style him. I don't think music is the biggest type, is the biggest be all and end all.
Some people are music people though. Yeah. We're not like music fanatics.
Yeah, I would not really be bothered if my if we didn't like the same music.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you've given this guy a fair chance.
But she says she likes him. It's been 3 months.
Oh, right. Well, then if you have this desire to hang out with him, and if you're missing him, then there's your answer. If you've just like, oh, I really want to see him. Just how do you feel? Forget those
things.
She
doesn't know.
Well, you need to know.
I think
how
maybe.
How do you feel when you think about him? Do you think, oh, I really want to see him this weekend? Or are you thinking, you know what? Icky, not sure. Like, then that is your answer, regardless of what your tick boxes are. You're just not, it's not the one for you. Because when you do meet the one for you, you'll be like, oh yeah, you know what? I really want to see him this weekend. I love hanging out with him, his company.
And it's easier said than done, but I feel like you're a little bit in your head because this is your first boyfriend.
Yes.
And you've said like you're 25, you've waited a while, like you don't.
Your standards are high.
Your standards are
high. And you deserve
the
best.
And you're thinking, like you said in your email, I've waited so long, I can't just settle for anyone. Like, I feel like try not and be so in your head about that and just go with how you feel.
Go with your gut and go with how you feel. Like, yeah, take out his fucking hairdo, take out what his shoes is wearing out of the equation.
That can be changed.
How do you feel about him as a person? Are you connected?
Because, you know,
that chemistry.
If I was on a date with a guy, if I'd been seeing him for 3 months and we were really liking each other, but inside he was thinking, I just don't really like her outfits. I'd be like, wow, okay. Are you really going to end things because you don't like my clothes?
But also I'd be like, but what about me as a person?
Yeah, you want them to look
it's
at you as a person.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. So look at him as a person.
As a human being.
Forget
how
about the clothes.
How do you feel when you look into his eyes? How do you feel? And that should answer your questions. I don't know. It's a hard one.
It is hard.
Like, I just, what is your gut telling? If your gut's telling you, look, someone better is out there, then someone better is out there.
Yeah.
If your gut's telling you, no, you know what? He really is, you know, fab and he really is lovely and I'm going to see him again. Brilliant. Go see him again. Don't overcomplicate it.
Don't overcomplicate
it. Yeah. Don't overcomplicate it and just really try and follow, tune into your inner being.
Your inner self. But that's tough.
It is hard.
Because I wouldn't want someone to look at me so critically and be like, oh, well, I don't really like her hair.
And if she,
and
if
she listens to weird music.
If someone was looking at me and thinking that, I think, well, you're not my person.
Yeah.
You're not my person. So, you know, maybe, he's just not your person. Because
and that's okay.
You know, because someone you meet and you instantly click with and radiate, you know, just good vibes and want to hang out with, you're not criticizing
that.
You're not criticizing them.
But you have said that he's gorgeous.
Right.
So if he's gorgeous, come on, just put
is
a white t-shirt
deep?
On, a pair
I
of
know.
Jeans.
Only you know. Only you know. Like, we cannot answer this for you.
That is hard.
But keep your standards high. That's what I'm saying. Like, don't.
Absolutely.
Don't lower. Don't just think, oh, you know, should probably go out. No.
Like, but
how
also
do you
the
feel
element,
in your gut?
There's also the side of sometimes you have to give people a chance.
Yeah, exactly. So how do you feel when you're
because
looking to his eyes?
Because what you think you want might not actually be what you need, naturally what is best
so
for you.
So try not to be, that's why I'm saying, put that aside, look into his eyes. How do you feel? Like, I don't know.
Oh, this is hard. We take our job seriously, guys. We really try and help, and this is hard. Baby. I have slept with two of his closest friends.
It happens. Don't worry about it.
These things happen. We've all done it. I'm 22, currently at university.
Congrats.
But my uni is close to my hometown, so I just commute.
I love that.
I matched with a guy from my area on Tinder, also 22, and we messaged for a little while. I did the usual, stalked his Insta, and I saw that we had a lot of mutuals, and he had pictures with not one, but two other boys that I have slept with in the past.
Okay, it's what it is.
She's put brackets when I was in my crazy girl era.
Yeah, like, we're all in the same fucking community.
What do you expect? We're all the same age.
We're all the same age. You're in my demographic. And yeah, it's just one of them ones.
They weren't in many pictures, and the ones they were in were group pictures. So I just thought they may have been mutuals. Yeah. Maybe they weren't that close, whatever.
Listen, I'm probably in a few group pics with people who I don't even... Who the fuck are you?
I have been on many dates with this guy, and we frequently stay at each other's places. And I am really starting to see him as someone I want and see in my future.
So a boyfriend type.
He is just everything I've ever dreamed of.
Fuck me. This is... Yeah, all right.
But in getting to know him, I have found out that these two boys that I've slept with are actually very good friends of his. Well, they're going to have a being right for right shock when you turn up to the pub at the weekend, aren't you? They go on holidays, festivals together, and share the same group of friends.
So they're a friendship group.
Every time he brings them up, I just listen and laugh. But now that I'm starting to develop real feelings for him, I'm stuck between, do I tell him that I've slept with two of his closest friends, or do I not mention it and hope they never bring it up? Because I'm worried if he finds out, it will change the way he sees me. Mm. Because realistically, who wants to be with someone who has already slept with two of your mates? But would it be better to tell him and hope that he can see past it, or keep quiet and run the risk of it coming out later on? It is one of his friend's birthdays this weekend, and there's a big group going out for drinks. He's invited me to go with him.
Right, we're going.
Which, of course, I'm really excited about. But he mentioned these two boys that will also be going. So I just feel really awkward about going, and I have no idea how the other two boys will react when they see us. Mm. But it was a year ago that I slept with them. They were quite a few months apart and purely just one night things, nothing more. Right. One of them did try to continue messaging me, but I was having my hot girl summer.
I just
really don't know how to approach this, as we are still early days, but he has already told me he hasn't felt like this for anyone in a long time and plans on making me his girlfriend.
Oh,
would really appreciate any advice. We've got pictures.
Oh, please.
That's her.
So cute, beautiful, gorgeous.
No wonder all the guys want to sleep with you.
Yeah.
And that's him.
So this is the guy we like. Yeah. Oh, also friendly and nice. Right. I think he would rather hear it from you.
Yeah.
Than from his friends.
Yeah.
And it's one of them ones, you know, if he likes you enough, it's not a big deal. He'll say, appreciate you telling me. I'm glad, you know, I heard it from you. Thanks for being open and honest.
Thanks for giving me the heads up.
I really like you. Doesn't affect me. Let's move forward together. But thank you for telling me. Mm-hmm. And that's what I would appreciate. That's what I'm hoping to come out of this situation. I'd rather it come from you than, yeah, you go on this night out. It's all hush, hush. Those boys are drunk. They're then telling him while he's drunk that, whispering, oh, we fucking slept at the bar with your new girlfriend.
And he's raging. Feels blindsided.
Right, and that's just not the best way for it to come out. I think tell him. And if it's meant to be, it will be. If he can't handle that, he can't handle it, and he can walk away and you can move on. You can find someone better.
Yeah, I think in these situations, you have to just...
What was that quote from last week? The truth, la la la, and the blah, 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 blah. What was that?
This is a situation where you have to just respect... the people involved, yes. Right? And you have to respect the fact that, okay, you're going to tell your boyfriend, by the way, I've slept with two of your mates. And if we're being realistic, there's a high chance that he will no longer want to be with you.
Yep.
But there's also a chance that he will say what Cinzia just said. And I think
I knew a guy.
That what you've got to do when you find yourself in these situations is... You've got to respect their decision, because just if the shoe was on the other foot, if a new guy came to you and said, by the way, I have slept with your two best mates, it would be your decision to think, do I want to go ahead with this or do I not?
Yeah.
And I think it absolutely, like Chint said, it's important that it comes from you.
Yeah. 100%.
And you have to just think, okay, he may end things because of this. Like I may end things if he said this to me. But equally, we may be able to get past this, and you just have to put put it out there and see what happens.
Yeah, because I knew a guy and it was a similar situation.
Yeah.
He, you know, found out that his girlfriend had slept with a couple of his friends.
Yeah, I remember this.
Yeah, it was, you know, it was a thing. He had to deal with it. He was a bit upset. You know, he felt like, you know, she hadn't told him, you know, but they talked it out, moved forward, really in love. Brilliant relationship.
There we have
it.
And
it's not a, and it's not a thing anymore. So like it, you just need to be honest early on.
And let them make their mind up. And let them,
you know, and just
respect their decision.
Yeah, you've got to lay all the facts on the table, let people know and
see what happens.
And see what happens and just yeah.
Okay.
And I think chances are he'll be like, I appreciate you telling me. You know, I really respect that.
He may want some time to think about it.
He may want some time, yeah, but I think
he probably,
you know,
want to chat to his mates.
Yeah, but I think, and it was over a fucking year ago. It's not like it's happened a couple of months ago. I think, you know,
it's a personal choice.
It's each
to their own. Like, yep. I'm not going to lie to you. If I was dating a new guy and he said, oh, by the way, I've slept with two of your mates, I wouldn't want to see him anymore. But then Chintzy has just told us a success story.
Yeah,
so it's a personal choice.
Yeah.
One more, guys, one more. We feel like we've had some hefty chats this week, haven't we?
Right, this one's a corker, a scorcher.
Scorcher, scorcher, corker.
Scorcher. So, my boyfriend was telling another girl he loved her whilst trying for a baby with me. Disgusting behavior.
Who are these men?
But just like...
What are you doing?
But just like...
What are you doing?
But just like, pick a side. You know what I mean?
Make a choice.
Why are you
trying to put a baby in me?
In me.
Whilst you're telling another girl that you love her.
Because he's a pussy. He wants the best of both worlds.
What?
He's greedy. It's giving greed and it's selfish.
It's giving pig.
Yeah. Right. So I'm really needing some advice.
You tell me about it.
I've been with my partner for 12
years. Do not say 12 years. Oh my God.
So this little twat.
Do not take 12 years from me.
This little twatty
and
twat.
And tell someone else that you love
has
them.
Has wasted.
You should I've given you 12 of my best
my prime years.
And that's how you're going to repay me. Are you joking?
The disrespect is screaming. It's disgusting. Disgusting. You've wasted 12 years.
How dare you?
Right, so we are childhood sweethearts and we already have one beautiful daughter together.
Oh my God, he's a father.
So you had like a fairy tale for a little bit.
Right. You are mum and dad.
Last November, we split up after he moved out, but we reconciled in March and he moved back in. Okay, so you had...
Okay.
How long is that? About 5 months apart, something like that?
Something like that.
Something like that. Okay. Lovely.
But we're back together. We've reconciled.
Yeah. I was on top of the world as I had my family back together. So for you, this was the best decision. You wanted to be with him. A couple of months ago, he suggested we start trying for another baby.
Okay, we're back on track.
Yeah, that's lovely.
Let's
we're back
give
on
baby
track.
Sarah sibling.
Yeah,
let's do
after
this.
After the heartbreak and the breakup, lovely.
Rock my world.
Which I agreed, as I really wanted my daughter to have a sibling.
Absolutely. I'm ovulating. Let's go.
Yeah, however, since moving back in, things haven't been plain sailing. He lost his job in December and hasn't been back to work since. And I'm not sure he's even been trying to look. Okay, that's going to cause...
So he's had 6 months out of work.
So I have been supporting my family and paying for every little thing. Mm-hmm. He even asked me to buy his cigarettes. So he's got no money.
Wow, okay. The bank account is empty. But so
is it smart of him to suggest another child right
Probably
now?
Not.
Probably not. He goes in random moods with me.
Take your random moods elsewhere. We've got a child
to raise.
I think
we should break
up. Grow up.
Yeah. He goes in random moods with me and starts arguments and calls me vile names.
I'm the mother of your child.
No, this is not good.
Know who you're talking to when you talk to me.
Yeah, have some respect when you speak of me.
Put some respect on my name.
Put some respect. With one incident, he verbally attacked me in front of our daughter.
I'm sorry?
Absolutely not. Get out of here, you dirty, dirty man. You dirty, dirty, foul man.
What is going on here?
Mouth out.
Okay. Wash your mouth out with soap and water. How dare you?
So, I mean, this alone would be get the fuck out of my house.
We're not having
this.
So
the fact that, you know, from the fucking subject line suggests he's also with love. Another woman.
Oh my God.
This is too much.
Let her have him.
So a couple of days ago, he woke me up and said he needed to talk to me and admitted he didn't love me anymore.
You're going to wake me up from a nap when I'm tired. I've been looking after our child. Right. When she sleeps, I sleep. You're going to tell me that you don't love me anymore.
Right.
Excuse me?
I mean, I appreciate his honesty. And
well,
he said,
leave then.
And he'd slept multiple times with my friend.
What?
And had feelings for her.
Your friend?
Yeah, so it's not even a random person. It's one of your mates. So one of your mates has done this as well.
What on earth has happened here?
Fuck.
He's just woken you up.
Fuck.
Wake up, Sarah. I've got something to
so
tell
he
you.
Really?
I don't love you. Oh, and Susan,
so
we've been shagging.
It's kind of disappointing. Like, so in that 5 months where we broke up and I thought maybe we were thinking and reflecting, figuring out
having
what to do.
Space.
You were just cracking on with one
with
of
my mates.
Not even just someone else. One of my friends.
Not
falling
friends anymore.
In love with her. You know, all while you didn't have a job when you should have been out there trying to find a job to support your child.
Right.
Then you have the cheek to get back with me and suggest, let's have another baby. I'm thinking, oh, sunshine and rainbows. You know, we're back.
Family's back together.
At least he's being honest.
At least he's told you.
At least he's fucking told you. So I instantly packed his bags and asked him to fucking leave.
Good.
I also told my friend's fiance.
Nice.
And he said my partner has had an obsession with his fiance over a year. Wait, so your friend also has a fiance?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're
told him.
So you're letting him know, look, get out of there.
By the way, our partners have been sleeping together. Good for you.
Over the past few months, he's been messaging her, telling her how much he loved her, and he's imagining cuddling up on the sofa.
Oh,
which has absolutely broken my heart. Okay, so he's just
He's
in love with this other lady.
Go on then, live off her bills.
So
instead.
He's told them lies.
Live off her paycheck.
So on top of this, he's told them lies about me, saying I just used him for money.
Yeah, and got
he's
no
used
money.
Me for money. So he's also spreading around this narrative to make himself feel better and look better in this instance.
Baby, you haven't got a job,
right? Saying I just used him for money, which isn't the case, as I earn more than him when he worked.
Girl.
However, no one told me about this and have just let me carry on living with this person I thought I knew. Oh, so he's been saying this all along.
He's
and
been
no one
shit
told
about
you
behind your
what
back.
He's been saying
spinning a web of lies,
right.
False narratives,
right.
Making people think one thing about your relationship when actually it was the other. He's an insecure guy.
Listen to this. Listen to how insecure this is. Narcissist toxic this. Since asking him to leave, he has been vile to me.
Ugh,
saying
pig.
It's my fault he slept with someone else.
Oh
as,
my
yeah
God.
as she
Don't,
gave
it's
him,
giving Spencer and Louise made in Chelsea
right.
You let me cheat on
yeah,
you let me cheat on you
yeah.
How
disgusting.
Dare you say that.
Yeah, because she gave him the attention.
You allowed
he
me to cheat on you. Don't even.
So how dare you?
What a throwback.
You disgust me. So he denies this happened when we were together, but his friend told me when we were together, he in fact cheated multiple times whilst we were trying for a baby. So he's just, everything's coming out of the woodworks. When confronting my ex, I said, I hope she was worth it.
Mm.
And he responded, she was. Well, fuck you.
The way I would commit a crime.
Right. Commit a crime.
If you said that to me.
Right. So I'm absolutely heartbroken.
She was.
Listen, his true colours.
Oh my God, my blood is on fire.
He has shown his true colours. This is not a good guy. This is not someone
you
want to be with.
This is the devil
good,
in human form.
Good.
This is
fucking
Satan.
Riddance. Like, I don't know who he's been the past 10 years, but
12.
This is his true form, right?
She was.
I am
my fucking God.
Yeah, fuck you.
Can you imagine?
Fuck 10, 12 that? Years of my life.
Oh my
So I am absolutely heartbroken. I've never felt this pain like it in my life. Well, yeah, I'm assuming
yeah, me
this
too.
Is, I'm assuming this is like your first big heartbreak.
Right, because childhood sweetheart.
I feel like the life I've dreamed of has been snatched away and I don't know what to do. Did he ever love me? Listen, no doubt he probably did love you. You were together for 12 years, but... He's life, you don't want to be with him.
No, she knows that.
But remind yourself of that. You know, get angry. Oh, sorry, Sophia, that was
just
your phone.
Took my phone on the ground. It's all right. Don't worry about it.
And this is going to be hard to recover from. I'm not going to lie. Like he has, you know,
you
God knows
heal.
How long he's been lying to you for. You know, I appreciate him coming clean a little bit. And you getting him out of there, setting you free, thank the Lord.
I think, look, all you can do here is focus on the positives. You've got him out of the house.
Like, hallelujah. He's gone.
Hallelujah.
This vile human being has gone.
Yeah.
I'm not paying for his bills. I'm not buying his cigarettes.
No.
Fend for your fucking self now. Because, I'm going to support myself
and
my
child.
You know, and I don't need you. Brilliant.
Yeah.
At least you've got your job. At least you can support yourself.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that we haven't got that dead weight that we're having to support.
Dragging us down
and bringing us down. I'm glad that he's exited the building.
I'm glad that he's gone and you are free from him. Yeah. Life is long, okay? You've got a long life ahead of you with your child where you will build better relationships. You will meet great people.
Yeah.
You will be loved and cherished and adored by other people.
Yeah.
And they will show you what true love is and what it's supposed to be.
And how you're meant to be treated. And
how you're meant to be treated.
What love is meant to be. This is not love.
Yeah.
What
there
he
will
has
be
shown
people
here.
Out there who see your child as their own. Like, you have got beautiful things ahead for you. And you're only one step closer
to finding it
because you're free from this guy now.
Right now, it might feel like this is the end of the world.
But it's not. It's the start.
It's the start. And I promise in 6 months' time, you'll be feeling great. Mm. You'll be feeling lighter. You'll be feeling healthier.
Freer,
you'll be glowing. You'll be radiating.
Stress.
Lean on the people around you who you know love you and you can trust.
Family. Trusted friends.
You know, your best friends, you know. And they will support you and get you through this, but you're gonna have such a great life ahead, and you'll be so much more appreciative of the next people you meet because you're gonna really cherish good people who love you and want to respect you and be there for you. Like,
what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
100%. Like, honestly, I'm so glad he's gone.
So am I.
You
I'm
know,
relieved.
Good fucking riddance. I'm glad you're not saying like he's still here.
No,
he won't leave. You know, shit like that.
Thank God he's gone.
He's still relying on me. He's using me.
Yeah.
He's making me pay for shit. Mm-hmm. Like, then I'd be like, oh, for fuck's sake. You know, he's gone.
But
you've got a beautiful child.
This is the start of like an empty book. Okay. And you now get to write a beautiful novel.
Fucking beautiful. That was just stunning, Sophia.
Thank you.
Absolutely. There we go. Let's finish on that note.
Thank you for listening,
Thank
guys.
Thank you for listening, right? Over and out.
God, I feel like we had some
I know.
Chats this week. Wow.
No, but like the cheek of that man is absolutely, the audacity is just like absolutely out of this fucking planet.
Yeah.
Like, it was worth it. Okay. Well, you've lost the best thing that's ever happened to you.
Mm. And you've lost your
Me
child
Me and
well.
Your fucking child.
Mm-hmm.
And this mate of mine, I don't know who the fuck you are.
You're
also, no mate
like,
of mine.
Your friend's fiance, chat to him.
Absolutely.
Have some good chat because he's going through.
Yeah.
He's being cheated on as
well.
You
can relate to this guy.
You can vent with this guy.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you can have some like
in
some
moments
chats.
Like this, you really need to rely on the people that love you.
Yeah.
You know, especially
you
when you've been so disrespected and cheated, you know.
And you need to just vent and just get it out. Talk it out. A problem shared is a problem halved.
Yeah. And this is this is going to be the worst of it.
Yeah.
And it's going to get better. Listen, this guy is going to continue being a twat.
Yeah.
No doubt.
He is.
But fucking be numb to it.
Yeah.
You know, just.
All you can control is what you do.
Yeah.
Okay. What you're putting out, you being there for your child, just your actions.
Your life.
Your reactions.
This is your new life.
Yeah. And
yeah.
It's going to be lovely.
Yeah, it's going to be lovely. And I'm so excited for you. I'm glad he's fucking gone.
What a pig.
Good riddance, you pig. Baby. Right. Right, should we end on a quote?
Let's end on a quote. Wow.
Before I literally piss my literal pants. If anyone has any like bladder strengthening exercises.
Kegels.
What's that?
Where you do the pelvic floor exercises.
Is it? What's a Kegel?
What?
You just said Kegels.
That's what they're called.
Okay, what's a Kegel? I just
where
said, what's a Kegel?
Clench.
What, so am I meant to clench and release? Clench and release. I don't know if it's I just drink a lot of water or like my bladder's just weak.
I think your bladder's just very weak.
Same. I think it's a combination. I think I drink a lot and my bladder's weak. This is lovely. This is for the last girl.
Let's hear it. I need to hear it.
You will find a love that calms your soul. Oh. Should we just leave it there?
Just leave it there.
Yeah.
Gold dust.
Yeah.
That's for a lot of the girls this week. Yeah. We've been through it this week, guys.
It is. It is.
Crikey.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, everyone take a deep breath. We need it. In through the nose. Out through the mouth.
There's nothing better than a deep fucking breath.
Okay. Put yourself first this week, guys. Okay. Let's prioritize ourselves. You can email your dilemmas to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
Follow us on Instagram @thegirlsbathroom, TikTok, YouTube, Girls Bathroom, The Girls Bathroom.
And we will be back next Wednesday. Ya. Same time, same place.
Always. I'm going to go.
We look
to the
forward
toilet
to seeing
now.
You. Chintz is going to go for a wee. She's been holding it in for an hour and 20 minutes.
30 minutes. Yeah.
And we love you so much. See you next Wednesday, guys. Have a good week. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.